Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome into The Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio alongside best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuda. How are you doing today, Coach?
Doing great, Thomas. How are you?
I am doing very well. I've got a kid, though, I hear. He's crying. Believe this or not, there's this Instagram clip going viral right now. I thought I'd lead the program with it.
Wow.
Kid crying about taxes. Why is a kid crying about taxes? Bad game of Monopoly. Check this out.
Where's all your money gone, Donnie?
Taxes. 6, 9, 10, 11. Let me fix my houses.
Bug, it's okay. It's part of the game.
No, it's not. It's not fun.
It's not fun to what?
It's the worst part of the game.
Oh, it's what?
It's the worst part.
Taxes.
Taxes are the worst part of the game, Coach.
Is there a video for that?
There is a video going around online.
Well, little does he know, he's in a lifetime of disappointment if he doesn't like taxes when he's little.
There you go.
It doesn't get any better.
But that's why we're here, right? To try to mitigate as best we can.
Well, we need to do tax planning and tax strategizing, not tax reporting. Tax reporting is when you tell the IRS what you made and it's too late.
There you go.
So planning is strategically looking ahead to protect your behind for the tax man. And we do a lot of tax planning. I know there are others on the radio that harp and sing about tax planning, but we've heard that they don't really do much tax planning. They basically just do tax mitigation, where they say, hey, if you lost money in the stock market in this stock, sell this stock and then for a loss, and then you can sell other stocks for a gain. They cancel each other out. You don't owe taxes. That's 101. That's easy. You can't present yourself as an expert in taxes if that's all you're doing.
No, that sounds right. It sounds a bit like, so you know I've got a few kids, and two of them are starting ninja courses at the local gym.
Oh, yeah?
And so my wife and I was like, oh, we can do this. So I don't know, Coach, last
you can do
time
ninja?
The last time that you tried to do a pull up on a bar or anything of that sort, and I'll say I have not worked out in a while. I'm behind a computer a lot.
I can tell.
And they're trying to run up all of these like 20-foot walls, and they're trying to, you know, do all this crazy stuff. So we went on the course and tried to do it ourselves. I got just a couple of runs into a couple of those whatchamacallums.
Yeah.
And I think I pulled a muscle or something, and my wife followed me in suit. So that to say, though, I say all that to say, if we had done a little bit of stretching beforehand, a little working out beforehand, a little bit of that pre-planning, the tax on our body may not have been.
That's sort of what tax planning is. It's the pre-stretching, so it doesn't hurt when you get there. Maybe
you
can avoid some things by doing some things ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly.
Investing in some easements, solar easements kind of thing. You might have heard this term, and a lot of people have saved a whole lot of money over the last few years investing in the solar farms, getting a tax write-off 6 times what they put in.
Whoa.
And so a couple of years ago, it was half. So if you put in, let's say you had a tax bill that would have been millions, but you put in, let's say $600,000 into the solar easements, you would have got a $3 million tax write-off.
Dang, that's crazy.
Now, that's changed a little bit now. Now you can only write off up to a third of your tax bill. Back then, it was a half. But still, if you can take your taxes down a third, that makes that kid probably wouldn't be crying as much.
I agree with you. That's true. And there are so many different what you call financial termites that can eat into our retirement
plan.
That's
one of the termites.
Yep. So taxes is a big one. Are there other ways that we can look at mitigating some of these taxes?
Well, yeah. I mean, number one, we have to admit we're going to have to pay some taxes eventually, right?
Sure.
There's no such thing as zero taxes. If you're paying zero taxes, you have zero chance of getting out of jail when the IRS finds you. Because, I mean, come on now, you got to owe taxes. Plus, we're forgiving, quote unquote, all the student debt. You know, there's no such thing as loan forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's transferring the debt to people that are paying taxes. The government is on the hook for these loans. And who is the government? The government is you and I.
It is.
Without you and I paying our tax bill, there is no government. The government needs to remember that every now and then. It seems like the government forgot who represents who.
I agree.
And who works for who.
Yeah.
They work for us, and they're supposed to represent us. Yet when they get up to Congress and they start voting, it sure doesn't look like they vote how we wanted them to many times.
Well, and I guess all the reason that we need to make sure that we are preparing ourselves and setting ourselves up for success, because our government itself doesn't seem to be working too hard for us.
Have your own individual plan. I mean, the government's always going to be there. It's a good thing and a bad thing.
Yeah.
The same time, the best of times and worst of times, Thomas. But just do your right thing, and don't get caught up in the hyperbole you see out there, like all this minutia on the internet about how you can pay no taxes, or people going wild about how you don't have to legally pay taxes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You learn the hard way if you don't. There was a guy years ago that was harping on that the government was the taxes were unconstitutional, and he said this and that.
Okay, sure.
And last I heard, he was in jail.
Oh, no.
You know, if you don't like it, you can leave. There's other places to go. But America, you know, I've traveled across the world, and when I'm more than happy to. I'm very happy to get back to the American soil. Almost want to kiss the ground when you get back here.
Mm.
So we think we have it bad here sometimes, but travel around the world and you recognize how good you have it here.
It's very true. And you mentioned there getting tips from a good place, not water cooler tips, you know, from your brother-in-law or whatever. Some of the guys around here, it was actually Chrissy who found this on our team. She found a TikTok tip that's been floating around out there, and a couple of our other folks around the office have said they have heard this one. I want you to hear it. It's pretty crazy.
If you look at your Social Security card, you look at the back of the card, there's a letter on the back of your Social Security card. Mine's G. That correlates with a Federal Reserve Bank. Take that routing number for that bank, which is on the internet, and then your Social Security number is the account number, and you literally have an account in a Federal Reserve Bank attached to your name with millions of dollars in it. I've actually used the number and routing number to test it, see if it works. I've used it on energy, and the payment has gone through. So, yeah.
What?
Folks, I wish you could have seen Coach's face when I was playing that clip back. Speechless.
Well, you know, I've spent some time on the internet, and there are some whack jobs out there. But hey, maybe it's worth a try.
Maybe.
You never know, Thomas.
Yeah, we actually had one of our employees go out and just see, you know, does it actually work? It didn't seem to work for them.
Oh, somebody tried it. Okay, so we have a guinea pig already on staff.
Hey, we got to try before we talk about it.
Was that employee you?
No, it was not me.
That would be really cool. We could just have $1 million account and just for auto draft for our mortgages and our power bills. Take it out of my Social Security account, my special G account. I didn't even know there was letters. I don't even know where my Social Security card is. I think it's in my safety deposit box.
Yeah, they say that's a good place.
Do you know where yours is?
I know where mine is. Yes.
Oh, don't carry it around with you because it'll get all wrinkled and everything and be done. Sort of like the gun permits in Wake County, North Carolina. They're paper.
Oh, really?
So they send it to you, and if you put it in your wallet, it's bad. Like a couple months later, it doesn't exist almost.
Yeah, it rubs off, yeah.
What if you forget it and leave it in your pocket and put it in the washing machine? It's gone.
Yeah.
So I laminate mine when I get it, but I mean, still, paper is not good when we're talking about it. Have you ever left a dollar bill in your pocket and washed it?
Oh, yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Because it's not just paper in the dollar. It's some special cloth
That's right.
And matter of fact, if you do put dollar bills there, let's say they're $100 bills, and you forget them in your pocket, and you wash it, and they get destroyed, they were counterfeit.
Hey, that's a good thought. That's a very good thought. I'd never thought about that.
So you
can't
really be mad about losing the money, but somebody pulled it on you and did the shift.
Yeah, there you go.
And so the shift is a bad thing in the financial world. Shifting bad things to you happens a lot of times when people go to car lots. All of a sudden, they buy things like they want the car, but then by the time they leave the lot, they had a lot of additions to that they really didn't need.
Yeah.
And that's where they jacked the fee up. So we need to make sure to minimize our expenses in life in general. But we also, I have something we call the paycheck challenge. The replace your paycheck challenge. And so we look at what our paycheck is, what we're making. This is when you get up to the point where you're in that financial red zone, trying to decide when you're going to retire. And most of the conversations I have with folks that are debating on retirement, it comes down to two things. Number one, they want to make sure they aren't bored when they retire. Believe it or not, you know, your work does keep you active and keeps you doing things instead of just sitting at home watching Jerry Springer every day and Price is Right, whatever.
Yeah.
And number two, we need to know that our money's gonna be there when we retire, just like our salary, your paycheck. So if you can have an income stream equal to or greater than what your income stream is now when you're working, if you can have that income stream just as good, if not better, in retirement, then you have a seal of approval to retire. But that income needs to be continuous, needs to be guaranteed lifetime income. We call it GPI, growth, protect that growth, and then lifetime income. If you have that, well, then maybe it does make sense to retire if you're going to be okay with the social aspect of retirement. Articles are coming out now where a lot of people are saying they can't retire or don't plan on ever retiring because they can't afford to.
Wow.
They haven't ever done the Replace Your Paycheck Challenge. So how do you do this? When we look at where all our money is right now, and we put an income number to it, say, hey, based on what I have, if I convert that to lifetime income, what kind of income would that be? Not mm-hmm. only for me, but for my spouse too. Because what good is income if it disappears when you do?
Exactly.
Your spouse isn't going to be happy about that.
That's right.
So we have a spend and leave plan we can put in place too if you're worried about the children. So you look at, let's say you have $1 million with all your assets together. Look at what kind of income you can get from that. And you could spend that money, which will probably, if you live like 20, 30 years, that'll be millions of dollars you get to spend from the million you started, because it's a continuous flow of income that never goes away. You yep. die, your spouse continues to get it. Let's say she lives another 7 years. And so now you basically take it in $3 or $4 million from the million you put aside. And when you pass away, the children get equal to or greater than what you started with. So the million you started with, the children are going to get tax-free or more if there's more money in the account.
Yeah.
That's a spend and leave plan and the paycheck challenge. And if you haven't had that done, let's get it done today. And so I'll reward you with this by giving you a bottle of my wine if your paycheck challenge is equal to or greater than what your income is now. That means you can retire. You'll have a Coach Pete bottle of wine, and I also have a new coffee, a Kona blend coffee. You'll get that as well. So come in for the paycheck challenge. Collect a couple of my books. Claim them from yourself. Some of my books are step-by-step on how to have that safe retirement that we all desire. Now, we have plenty of risk. We do risk planning and safe planning. So get the safe plan put together with that lifetime income, and then take the leftover money and put it at risk if you choose to try to maximize what you have, knowing that if you lost the money in the maximization type account where you're trying to gamble and get a lot more return, you still have your safe income money that's going to give you a paycheck for the rest of your life in an account that can't go away. So if you'd like this for you and your family, it's simple. Call right now. The next 10 of you, no cost or obligation.
Connect with Coach Pete's team here at Capital Financial by calling 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text keyword PLAN to 600-700, PLAN to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.